Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is gonna be awesome. What's up, friends? This is episode 48 of Heezy Life titled Finding the Meaning of Life. Have you ever wondered why you're here? Or questioned why you do what you do? I'm not sure if this is the norm for most people, but it has become my obsession to figure out my why. Why am I here? But the problem with questioning your why is that it puts you in the place of waiting. It gives you an excuse to delay, and it inhibits you from living your best life right now. In the words of Switchfoot, we were meant to live for so much more, guys. Like, but so much more of what? We're all so eager to live this awesome life, but we kind of just assume that our purpose is going to fall out of the sky one day, which would be great, right? Can we get Oprah out here handing out life purposes like you get one and you get one and everybody gets one? Yes, please, Oprah, come save us all. But the truth is, we're going to have to figure it out ourselves. And this is super overwhelming. Like, how the heck are we supposed to figure out our life purposes? Like, dang. But one thing that helps me when I feel helpless is to cling to Jesus. I love the words of Proverbs 19:21 that says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." God has a great purpose for our lives, and if you hear nothing else today, know that you were made to do incredible things. Enjoy the peace of knowing that you will be okay. One of the ways we can honor that peace and purpose is through self-discovery. God will bless your life, but not if you're sitting on your butt doing nothing. We have to take responsibility and act and move towards our purpose. I was talking about this to one of my coworkers the other day, and she asked me if I knew about this thing called Ikigai. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? That is crazy. What is happening? But then she went on to tell me that it's actually this Japanese concept that helps you find your true purpose in life. Yes, sign me up, please. On first Google, I found a Venn diagram of four circles. Written on them were the following phrases: what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. In the center of all of that was written Ikigai. I was intrigued, to say the least. It was interesting because we naturally know what we like and what we're good at to some extent, but we don't always think about how all of these things tie in together and how to prioritize our passions. Ikigai strives to do this. There's a book about it that I'm currently reading, and it centers around people who have unlocked longevity, happiness, and meaning in life. People who still do karaoke and mend their gardens at 110 years old. People who are fulfilled in their life. How do they do this? Besides a healthy diet, exercise, and community, these people thrive on their ikigai. They don't live to retire. They live their life for purpose and passion. Yes. So let me pry you a little bit. What are you doing today to get closer to finding more meaning in your life? Who do you really want to be? One of the opening questions in the book is, what gets you out of bed in the morning? Answering that question is the first step to achieving your ikigai. I feel like it can sound mystical or unattainable or whatever, but it is our job to make our lives awesome. Let me say that again. It is our jobs to make our life awesome. It is our responsibility to live a life that we love. And I'm sharing this with you because it is a practical way to help you find that meaning. And it really does help. I love self-improving, so for me, this was super fun. But I have to tell you that I was kind of surprised by what came out of it. Going into the activity, I thought that I was just going to have some new discovery about my life. Like, something magical was going to pop out and I'm like, yes, that's it. That's what I've been missing this whole time. But honestly, I was pretty right on track. I'm living closely aligned to my ikigai right now. Although this is really cool and awesome, like I'm super grateful for it, that might not be what comes out of your experience. You might have something that is totally different from what you're actually doing. And what I want to encourage you to do is to be true and honest with yourself. Answer the following questions with the most authentic answers that you can, because that is where you're really going to uncover your true purpose. All right, so the four questions again are, what do you love? What are you good at? What can you be paid for? And what does the world need? Think about it and write it down. Doing this is a huge step towards finding life purpose, because let me say this, you don't have to wait until you've made it. Life isn't a checklist. It really is all about the journey and not the destination. You can find meaning in the process right now, today. Your life is happening right now, guys. Enjoy every second of it. I'll end with this quote by Hector Garcia. Our ikigai is different for all of us, but one thing we have in common is that we are all searching for meaning. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening today. I love you, I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. If you are enjoying this podcast, please go rate me on iTunes or share this with a friend. This helps us grow and spread those great, awesome vibes. Have a great week and keep it easy, friends.